Okay, so news time now, 6:29, another check of Triple Team traffic on this Friday morning, and help us get to work on time, Andy Farnsworth.
Well, you're going to have to leave a little bit early just to make sure of it because the roads are wet, but I-15 still pretty close to the speed limit in Salt Lake County from Draper to downtown. It should only take you 16 to 17 minutes at the speed limit. Northbound on Bangor Highway, not bad at all so far. We do have some flashing red lights at the intersection of Highland Drive and Fort Union. Eric Butler.
We have water on the roads in Utah County here and there, but it's not causing any major problems, at least as far as we can tell. City streets in Provo are getting a little bit busier. University Avenue, particularly around Center Street and 300 South. I-15, though, is rolling along well from Provo and Orem up through American Fork and Lehigh. Alicia?
Well, we're watching southbound I-15 through Clearfield right now, and traffic definitely busier and seeing those roads wet. So plan some time, but really not seeing too much delay or slowing right now, both north and southbound I-15 through that spot. Those of you in North Salt Lake, you're going to see a ramp closure southbound US 89 in North Salt Lake onto southbound I-15. That ramp is closed because of flooding water covering the ramp and quite a bit. So I'm guessing that ramp's going to be closed for the better part of the morning. So avoid that. You can take Beck Street as an alternate through that spot. At the UPS store, they love their customers, so they're celebrating Thank You Days. For 15 days, get big discounts on most products and services. Hurry into the UPS store now through October 1st. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.